I am Roberta Schultz. This will be my last book review for Around Cincinnati. Mostly I've reviewed books from academic presses on every topic imaginable, but since my beat has also included Appalachia and Kentucky, I occasionally get a work of poetry or fiction tossed my way. And this time, the book represents a genre with which I have limited acquaintance, crime novels. True, I actually spend some time at a writer's retreat in the company of a passionate crime novelist whose books I have enjoyed immensely, but no one has ever assigned me to review such a book myself. And there was that one very funny horror novel I reviewed that featured a true crime book club, but I believe the word vampire was prominent in the title, making it the kind of quirky book the producer associates with my tastes. But Lost River, by real-life DEA Special Agent J. Todd Scott, possesses a brand of first-hand grit born of experience. Published in June from G.P. Putnam Sons, Scott's latest novel focuses on the opioid crisis and its effects on his home place, Kentucky. Scott, who now lives in the Southwest, has written a series of novels set in West Texas, which he characterizes as his Big Bend trilogy. For his fourth novel, he decided to draw on his 5 years of experience as a DEA agent working the back streets of eastern Kentucky towns and rural areas that would soon become the backdrop for today's opioid epidemic. He bases Lost River on some real-life events like the Roden family murders of Pike County, Ohio, combined with his own experiences investigating drug-related crimes in the Ashland, Kentucky area. For the novel's setting, Scott creates a fictional town called Angel, Kentucky, that sits somewhere on the map near Huntington, West Virginia, Ashland, Kentucky, and Lawrence County, Ohio. The story is passed like a baton through the several points of view, according to the author. The plot begins with some horrifying violence that results in the murder of an entire family of local drug lords, the Glassers, who have recently acquired a lethal version of heroin from their M13 connections. That initial story is related through the drug-scrambled eyes of little Paris Glasser, default leader of the Glasser clan, as he double-deals his connection. From there, the point of view torch is handed off to Trey, a young paramedic who's called to the scene of multiple overdoses in one day, including one at the residence of the former police chief. He has a history with that police chief's family that makes it extra tough to handle the scene he encounters there. The central point of view comes through the troubled eyes of DEA Special Agent Casey Alexander, whose tragic experiences investigating drug crimes in the Southwest come home to roost in her current assignment. And nearer the end of the novel, the former police chief, Paul Mayfield, reveals some of the story's underbelly and corruption. One of the author's techniques I found particularly effective was something I will call, for lack of a ready technical term, flashback refrains. Used especially in Casey's viewpoint, these are passages of recurring inner dialogue, words or events the storyteller remembers from her past that now seem especially important to the current situation. Like the title itself, Lost River, which refers to the place that Casey and her dad explored together to get away from their troubled family situation. That place and those words echo in Casey's memory when she's confronted with reminders that clues don't always add up to whole stories. While investigating the scene of some bloody shootings, she recalls looking for her runaway dog at Lost River, finding pieces and clues, but no dog. That empty feeling of not wanting to know the entire horrible truth resurfaces in her thoughts. Or worse, imagine the fate of those things never found. Those things like family dogs, like people, that are forever lost. Sometimes stories just don't have happy endings. The real strength of Lost River hinges on the author's ability to take us inside these very real characters' heads. The plot folds and twists inward like a braid, each strand a human trajectory of pain and possibility. And in Casey Alexander, Scott has created a strong protagonist I would not mind following down a few more shadowy paths. Her complicated inner landscape and uncanny observation skills make her the kind of character who inspires further exploration. It has been my joy and privilege to share some readers' response with you over the past 10 years. You can find a link to Lost River by J. Todd Scott at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. Signing off for the last time, I am Roberta Schultz.